And welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts inviting you to stay tuned to the program today as we'll be joining my father, Brother Hardy, for a very powerful message that's entitled, Sins IOUs Paid in Full. Truly, we had a debt we could not pay, and Jesus paid the debt He did not owe. The debt for our sins, God's broken law, that passed on to us the penalty of death, and Jesus paid it in our place. I'll be back at the close of today's program to tell you how you can get a copy of this message, Sins IOUs Paid in Full.
Not one human being has the price to redeem mankind, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there's none that doeth good. No, not one. Not a man can do it. Salvation is outside of the realm of mankind. He doesn't have the price. He doesn't have the ability. He cannot be the sacrifice. Because God's law demanded a perfect life. And there is not a human that is sinless and perfect. So the only one that could redeem or buy man out of the slave market of Satan and sin was God Himself. God is the only one that's got the price. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If we could work our way out, then we don't owe God anything. But we cannot work our way out, and we owe God everything. Hallelujah. It's by grace, the free gift, that we are purchased out of the slave market of sin and Satan. For God came and He saw all of those pitiful slaves. I was one of them. A lot of you here were one of them. And He knew we had not the price. He knew we had not the ability. He knew we didn't have the means. We were hopeless and seemingly helpless. We were doomed forever to be a slave and work for our master Satan. And you know that the wages of sin has a wage, and Satan is going to pay off all of his slaves. For the wages of sin is what? Death. And we were working every day for our paycheck of death. But God came on that scene. Hallelujah. He saw our hopelessness and helplessness. His bowels of compassion were stirred up. His love was kindled. And with eyes of love and mercy and grace, He looked upon us pitiful slaves, and He did something about it. He was going to pay the price. He was going to redeem us out of the slave market and set us free. Now, in order to do that, God had to get in the human family. There was three requirements to be a redeemer. First of all, the redeemer had to be of the same kind. And in order for God to redeem us, He had to become one of us. He had to want to do it and have the means or the price to do it. And God was the only one that had the price that had the means, and he would become one of the same kind. Hallelujah. He wanted to do it. God so loved the world that he gave the price, his only begotten son. I like that, John 3:16. But I also like that Jesus, who was the Word of God at that time, wanted to do it. God could never give his only begotten son if the Word didn't want to become one of us. How many say amen? Unless the Word was willing to get in the human family. And that's what happened. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was also God or deity or had the nature of God. And all things were made by him. And there was not anything made that he had not made it. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He made all things, this Word. He was God's intermediate agent in creation. Not one thing came into being except he spoke it into being. And in the 8th chapter of Proverbs, he said he was there when the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy when the foundation of the earth was laid. And he said his delight were with the sons of men. Yes, he loved us from the beginning. Jesus loved us from the beginning. From the very moment that he created the first man, his heart was with mankind and he loved them. And when he looked at that marketplace, when he looked at that slave market under the cruel slave masters and seen the suffering, his bowels of compassion and his love was stirred up. And he said, I am willing. I'm willing to do it. And I got the price, for the price was a sinless and a spotless lamb, not redeemed with corruptible things, silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, crucified, slain from the foundation of the world. For the law declared a life, and it had to be a sinless life without any spot, any blemish. And not a mankind could fulfill it. Only God is spotless. Only God is without blemish. Only God is perfect. Only God has the perfect life. Now, blood means life in the scripture. Leviticus 11:17 said, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, or the blood contains the life of the flesh. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for the soul. For it is the blood that atones for the soul. No wonder the songwriter wrote that wonderful song, what shall wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What shall make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You see, the law demanded a sinless, perfect, spotless life. It demanded a sinless, perfect, spotless sacrifice. And not one man could fulfill it, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the only one that could fulfill it was God himself. Therefore, it said in the 14th verse of this first chapter of John, and the Word was made flesh. Bad translation. He wasn't made anything. The Greek said, and the Word became flesh. The Word added on flesh. And he dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, or his recognition, as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God was the only one that could do it. He had to be willing, and he had to be able to be of the same kind. And God loved us so much that he was willing to become one of us. He became flesh, or humanity. What a terrible scene. What a terrible scene of mankind. It started out so beautiful. God created everything beautiful. Then he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And the Holy Spirit proceeded to sculpture out a likeness of God. And the Father El Shaddai breathed the breath of life into him. And he woke up in the presence of God without a sense of inferiority. Not being out of place, because he was in the image and likeness of God. And everything was beautiful. Everything was good. For after every day of creation, God said, and it was good, and it was good. And the Hebrew word tov can also be translated, and it was beautiful, and it was beautiful. Oh, life was beautiful. And I'll tell you what, life can be beautiful again for you, old sinner. And if you're a saint, you know that life is beautiful. Hallelujah. Oh, give him a good clap offering. Hallelujah. Glory. Everything was beautiful. I'd like to have been there when Adam, or be Adam myself. I'd like to experience him. How many say amen? I don't know. Do they have some kind of a TV broadcast called Quantum Leap that you can leap into people and become them? I wish I could be a spiritual quantum leaper. I'd like to leap into Adam. When God breathed the breath of life in him and he became alive, I like to be able to be Adam when he smelt the first aroma of all the beautiful flowers in the garden. How many say amen? I would have liked to have been Adam to hear the beautiful songs of a creation in harmony. Hallelujah. Jesus paid our IOUs. Thank God he did it. I'll give him a clap offering.
Praise the Lord, and what a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. Sins, IOUs paid in full. Truly we had a debt we could not pay, and Jesus paid the debt he did not owe. We were guilty. He was the just. We were the unjust. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us to pay the debt of our sins. The Bible says in Romans, the 5th chapter, by one man's offense, sin came into the world. Sin was passed on to every man, and death by sin. That one man was Adam, and through his rebellion and disobedience to the word of God, he passed sin and the penalty of death down to all his posterity. But Jesus came, and he paid that debt by one man's obedience. Jesus Christ, the debt was paid in full, because he nailed to the tree the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, the accusations that proved our guilt and made us punishable. But he blotted it out with his blood, and then he triumphed openly, spoiling Satan and stripping him of any legal right to bring against us the consequences and the penalties for our sins. And he stamped it in his own blood. The IOUs are paid in full. This message is available to you on both audio and CD, and we would like to send it to you if you request it, and send a love gift of at least $10 to help us with the radio ministry. And ask for offer number 187T if you want it on audio tape, 187CD if you want it on CD. That's Sins, IOUs paid in full. Offer 187T for the tape, 187CD for the CD. Please send your request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203.